Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Kevin Papp. He is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and he is in the midst of harvest as we speak. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Now, last week we talked about international trade and how that's important for Minnesota agriculture, but there are a lot of state businesses that rely on the success of agriculture as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, and agriculture is not just production agriculture, not those like me that are in the field today, but the agri-science, the technology, whether it be global positioning and in all the precision agriculture opportunities and businesses are out there, but also those that deal with the technology, the biotechnology, the scientifically enhanced products.
How strong is the Farm Bureau, Minnesota Farm Bureau? There aren't as many agricultural producers out there as there used to be. Is it still a pretty strong group?
Absolutely. You know, we'll soon be celebrating our 100th year at Farm Bureau, both in Minnesota and nationally. And it's so important to belong to an organization where you've got a place at the table. You know, I'm in the middle of the field today harvesting corn, but yet, you know, you need to be represented in agriculture, in Washington, D.C., with our state agencies and things like that. So ag organizations are a very important opportunity to be at the table. You know, I like to say in agriculture, if you're not at the table, you'll be on the menu.
So, Kevin, are there any kind of new ag products that are getting, you know, attention in international markets that's being developed anywhere in the state?
Well, certainly there's a lot, you know, there's certainly the technology, those types of products, as well as just the ability to raise different crops, better crops, same corn and soybeans, but through scientifically improving them through biotechnology, GMOs, call it what you want. We've got that ability to grow corn with less water, for example, can mm-hmm. better utilize that water, less crop inputs, whether it be pesticides or insecticides and things like that. The bottom line is we're becoming more sustainable because we can get more crop per drop, whether it's a drop of water or a drop of crop protection product. Really, that, as farmers and ranchers, that's what we're all about, is continual improvement. We want to continue to do the best job we can today, but always strive to be better.
Well, Kevin, it sounds like you've got your hands full with harvest. We really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and chatting about international trade with farm goods, and wish you the best.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Just everybody remember, this is the time of year. A lot of combines, large, slow-moving machinery on the road, trucks and tractors. So everybody just be careful out there on the rural roads.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Kevin, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Kevin Papp, the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.